somebody suggested I write this book. The 1934 tour is one of the most seminal events of Japanese baseball, because out of the tour came the origins or the birth of professional baseball in Japan. So when someone suggested I write this book, I have to admit I wasn't really thrilled. I've always focused on the post-World War II period. But I thought, you know, it's an important book. Let me give this a shot. Let me do some research to see what might be interesting. So I started going back, doing some background research on Japan in 1934. And buried in one book of military history was this idea that there was some military officers arrested in November of 1934 who were planning to overthrow the government. You know, I said, wait a minute. That's exactly the same time as the All-Stars were there. Let me look into this. And I started doing some background research on that. And there was a small splinter group of young army officers who were upset with the way the Japanese democratic government was reacting to the Depression. They felt that the government was putting forward the interests of big business and ignoring the common people. And there was widespread starvation in Japan in 1934. So these military officers decided what they would do is they'd wait for a special session of the parliament. They would go into the parliament building with their loyal troops and machine gun the entire democratic government and take over and bring forth a military government that they thought would help the Japanese people and also help spread this new society they were going to create across Asia. They were thwarted by the Japanese secret police in the middle of the tour. You can't help but wonder how history would have changed if right down the street from where the American ballplayers were, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig are staying, a bloodbath occurred in the middle of the Japanese parliament, and then the fighting between loyal troops loyal to the government and these upstarts would have occurred through the streets of Tokyo. You can just imagine what would have happened. Would Babe Ruth have survived? Probably, but it certainly would have been front page news across the globe. And once I stumbled on that story, I realized, now here is a real interesting way of looking at this tour.